This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. University of Colorado Regents unanimously voted to confirm Todd Salamon as the system's 24th president. Salamon, a former state budget officer and lawmaker, takes the permanent position after serving as the interim since last year. He told Regents he was excited to get to work.
I look so forward to working with you, with the students, with the faculty and the staff, our shared governance leaders, to moving the university forward.
Salamon will earn a salary of $850,000, the same amount his predecessor made before stepping down from the office. His tenure starts immediately. The southbound lanes of I-25 have reopened between Castle Rock and Larkspur. The Colorado State Patrol says the closure was due to a radioactive piece of equipment that fell off a truck near the Toma Road exit. That's exit 174. The stretch of highway was closed from about noon and caused delays. Pueblo's cuisine and culture are the inspiration for a new downtown Denver bar opening tomorrow. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Pueblo-style poutine, slopper sliders, and chili-flavored beer, along with southern Colorado cheeses and produce, will be on the menu at the Fuel and Iron Bar. Developer Nathan Stern says it's not only about the Pueblo chili, though.
We're really trying to honor the city's heritage, both as an industrial powerhouse and also as an agricultural powerhouse.
The decor will include a mural of steelworkers, historic photos, and a neon sign that says, "The pepper is mightier than the sword." Stern and his partners are also developing a food hall called the Fuel and Iron in a 100-plus-year-old building in Pueblo. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News.